speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
When we think of hand-holding, no doubt many images come to our minds, and each one of those images represent different emotions. Maybe you remember the first little girl whose hand you held. Or maybe you think of how big your daddy's hands looked when you were small. Or maybe you think of that small, tiny little hand of a newborn baby in your hand. And picture with me, if you will, an elderly couple sits on the porch swing holding hands in the moonlight. That's commitment. A nurse notices a small boy looking on as his mother has just been brought into the emergency room. Going over to the child, the nurse takes his hand into her hand to lead him away from seeing his mother suffering. That's sensitivity. You watch a construction worker as he builds a mighty building, and in his hand he holds a hammer. That's strength. A preacher stands beside a young woman with tears in her eyes as the court grants the final divorce decree. The minister pats her hand gently. The marriage has been painful, and there's been difficulties, and she's tried to hold the marriage together, but he hasn't cooperated. It's been so painful. But as he pats her hand, that's sympathy. A mother takes her son to school for the first day, and as they approach the classroom, that little child reaches up and takes her hand. That's security. An aging man stands at his wife's bedside. She's been faithful and dear to him for many years. They'll face much together, but they've never faced death together. And they'll face it together, though. He holds her hand, he squeezes it gently as life grows near its end. That's support. A camp instructor takes the hand of each child as they cross the stream as they've been walking in the woods. That's help. A father takes the hand of his daughter and he places it in the hand of a young man that has chosen her to be his wife for the remainder of his life. And as he gives her hand away, that's confidence. His classmates have been drinking at a party and now they start to leave. As a friend, he reaches out his hand, he grabs the keys from him. You won't drive in this condition. That's conviction. An infant reaches out to put his hand into a plug-in or maybe to touch a hot stove, but the mom says no. The child continues to reach. She reaches out and spats his hand. That's correction. In the Bible, we read of a number of times in reference to the hand of God. There's a song that was the favorite of Brother Marshall Keeble, that great black evangelist in the Churches of Christ. The song is, "Time is filled with swift transition. Naught of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you, whatsoever years may bring. If by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. Hold to His hand, to God's unchanging hand. Covet not this world's vain riches, that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures, they will never pass away. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright the home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. Hold to God's unchanging hand, hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal, hold to God's unchanging hand." Well, today I'd like for us to talk about holding to God's hand. And when we talk about the hand of God, and hundreds of times in the Scriptures, there's reference to the hands of God. There's reference also to other attributes of God. And it's a figure of speech called theoanthropomorphism. When we take the traits and characteristics of human and give them to God, that's what we do, and that's what the Scriptures do when they talk about God's hands. And I'd like for us to look at some of those passages that speak of holding to God's hand and about the hand of God in three areas, if time permits today. That is, the blessings God gives us as we hold to His hand, or why should one want to hold to God's hand? And number two, the benefits we receive as we hold to God's hand, or what He gives me as I hold to His hand. So the blessings, the benefit, and then third, the bond we enter into as we take hold of the hand of God. Indeed, as the song suggests, we need to hold to God's unchanging hand. As we think about the blessings that come from holding to God's hand, I want us to notice four major blessings that come from holding to God's hand. Have you ever thought about the commitment or the stand that God takes with His people? We live in a day where commitments fall shattered so very easily and very quickly. People often let us down. They don't keep their word. And I know because I often fail in my commitments, often end up letting other people down. And then sadly, in time, reality sets in and eventually we come to expect people to let us down. We begin to expect promises to be broken and we give up on commitments that are made. The repairman charges us what we feel like is 10 times the estimate that he had given us. Or we have a doctor's appointment and it's 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours later before we get to see him. Or maybe the mechanic next takes 2 or 3 days longer than he promised. Yes, people let us down, but God will never let us down. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 13, verse 5, "For it said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." You see, as we think about the blessing of holding to God's hand, we're holding the hand of one who keeps His word. It's a covenant that God has made with His people, such as in Deuteronomy 4, verse 31, "For the Lord your God is a merciful God. He will not forsake you nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant of your fathers which He swore to them." And in the same vein, over in the 31st chapter, verse 6, "Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." Then drop it down to verse 8 of Deuteronomy 31, "And the Lord He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." And one other, Psalms 27, verse 10, "When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up." And Isaiah 41, verse 17, "When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the Lord God of Israel, will not forsake them." As we consider these Old Testament passages, remember that God's hand is an unchanging hand. The nature of God does not change. If He hung in there with the children of Israel, with all of their trials and tribulations, He will surely do the same for us. And notice the words of that old song, "If by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. Hold to God's unchanging hand." Our God is committed to us, and I need that commitment to know that God will never walk out on me, to know that He will be patient with me. It's a commitment we can hold on to. And then let us consider the blessing of God's compassion to His people. Sometimes those of us who preach believe we need some kind of emotional story to touch the hearts of people. But I do not suppose anything is as tender as the story of the love of God. How God gave His only begotten Son for you and for me. How He continues to be compassionate toward our needs. We all need compassion. It's a natural thing to desire it as we go through the rocky walk called life. The Bible speaks often of God's compassion, such as in the words of Christ, "Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest to your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Or as we read in Isaiah 42, "Here is my servant, the one I support. He is the one I chose, and I am pleased with him. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring justice to all nations. He will not cry out or yell or speak loudly in the streets. He will not break a crushed blade of grass or put out even a weak flame. He will truly bring justice. He will not lose hope or give up until he brings justice to the world, and people far away will trust his teachings." Those first four verses from the New Century Version of the New Testament. So imagine the picture of compassion we could paint using the canvas of the life of Christ. He touched the lepers. He lovingly dismissed the woman caught in adultery. He forgave the thief on the cross. He fed the hungry multitude. He gave a widow back her dead son. And thank God for the grace that reaches me. And as the song, when earthly friends forsake thee, still more closely to him cling, in Romans 5, verse 6, beginning, we read about the great grace of God. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. Reading down through verse 10. And to Titus Paul wrote, God's grace brings salvation to every man. Titus 2 verse 11. So, when we think about the wonderful grace of God, we think about the great compassion of God, and it ought to encourage us to want to walk with God. In 1 Peter 5, verse 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. So when we think of holding to God's unchanging hand, we're holding to a hand of compassion. We're holding to a hand of strength and great power. And we're holding to a hand of one who offers sympathy and compassion and concern. Time is filled with swift transition. Not on earth, unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. It takes obedience to the will of God to hold to his hand. I must believe in Christ, repent of my sins, confess that Jesus is the Christ, be buried with him in baptism to have our sins washed away, and then by holding to his hand, being faithful unto the end, one day heaven will be my home.